Friends, we have completed our discussion on the venture capital fund. Now, we are moving towards the related topic, crowdfunding. Relatively new term, but very important as far as the small investments are concerned. But before proceeding towards the crowdfunding, there is a intervening one more chapter which is very important to understand the crowdfunding. And that is nothing but it is a crowdsourcing, information or a solution to the problem to be acquired or received from the crowd, large number of people. Simple one problem, you can throw to n number of people, accept them or receive from them the solution to the problem and accept that problem. So this you are taking into consideration to engage not only yourself, but many more people, those who are connected or not connected to your company or your problem. So this phenomenon is called as crowdsourcing. To understand much deeper as relating to the crowdfunding as well as the venture capital, we have added this intervening chapter which is called crowdsourcing. This consists of some of the important points as its understanding, its theoretical perspective, then some historical examples also I have to give you, then crowdsourcers, who can source the information from the crowd or the crowdsourcers, and any controversy relating to the information sought or information collected. These are some of the points in this crowdsourcing concept we are going to discuss now. Now, this crowdsourcing is a typical participative online activity in which the individual or an institution or non-profit making organization or company proposes to a group of individuals who are having the varying knowledge, different knowledges, heterogeneity and number via a flexible open call and the voluntary undertaking of the task. This undertaking of the task is a variable complexity, modularity, which is a crowd and should participate, bringing their work, money, knowledge and experience into the fold. The user of this crowdsourcing receives to its satisfaction a given type of need. It may be economic, it may be social, it may be self-esteem, or it may be developmental, whatever, or it may be skill development, or crowdsourcers will obtain and utilize their advantage which the user has brought to the venture, whose form will depend upon the type of activity undertaken. Thus, the crowdsourcing is the process of obtaining the needed services, ideas, controversy by soliciting the contribution from the large group of the people, and especially from online community, rather than from the traditional employees or the suppliers. Simply defined, the crowdsourcing represents the act of the company or the institution taking a function once it is performed by the employees and outsourcing it to the undefined network of the people in the form of an open call. This can take a form of peer production, But it is also often undertaken by the sole individual. Crucial prerequisite is the use of open call and the format and the large network of potential laborers. Now, crowdsourcing in theoretical perspective. Crowd capital is an outcome of the construct of the crowd capability perspective. And it represents the potential resources which are generated when an organization engages to disperse the knowledge through the crowd capability. This crowd capital, large number of people capital, is always an IT mediated phenomenon. Without IT, it is not possible to generate the crowd capital. So information technology, IT, is playing a major role in crowdsourcing. Now, when I use the word crowd capability, what does it mean by crowd capability? The three dimensions, structure, content, and process, which is representing the component of engaging the crowd. And this structure represents to engage the crowd. So, while process dimension represents the organizational process which is used to form the resources from the crowd. And all the three components of the crowd capability must be implemented by an organization to potentially generate the heterogeneous resources from dispersed knowledge. Now, IT structure, information technology structure. This crowd can be further distinguished, the structural dimension of the crowd capability that can found in exist in one or two form. One is episodic and second is a collaborative. Now these words meaning is episodic IT structure means it implies that the crowd participant do not interact with any one another through an IT. Okay. In episodic IT, the crowd will not interact with any other person. And collaborative structure, the participants in the crowd must interact with one another for the resources to be generated from the crowd. The example of the episodic structure includes the application like reCAPTCHA. Or fold it, reCAPTCHA. CAPTCHA means when any internet site you are opening, for verification of it, they are asking the question, how many buses are there in the picture? And they are given 8, 9, 10 pictures like that. Okay, correct number of buses you have to tick or you have to mention. If it is correct, then it is just an indication that you can participate. Where enterprises, wikis of the use of the social media for input illustrates the collaborative structure. Different types of crowdsourcing are there. The crowdsourcing can be used to find the solution to all kind of tasks. That is the beauty of it. This includes small thing like a band asking for its fan, which cities they should play on their next tour. This is the question which is posed to the band. To ambitious projects like generic researchers asking for the help is sequencing the human genome. Sequencing the human genome. The breadth diversity of the social media is often used. The potential crowdsourcing, such as Obama administration using the Twitter to canvass the question for the town hall debates, and football club asking the fans to vote for the teams starting lineup ahead for each match. Thus, The crowdsourcing can also take the form of idea compensation or idea, sorry, not compensation, idea competition, such as ideas for action. A forum for the student and young professional to submit the solution to the global innovation challenges. Hackathons is another popular form of the crowdsourcing. Hackathons. This crowdsourcing often hosted by the technical companies to find the inventive solution to the challenging problem. And let us not forget, perhaps the most prominent modern example of the crowdsourcing is Wikipedia. The user-moderated online encyclopedia. Okay? So these are the two forms of the crowdsourcing. Now, the historical examples of the crowdsourcing for better understanding of the crowdsourcing. First one, the Oxford English Dictionary. Oxford English Dictionary. How this dictionary came into the existence? Can any one person can do it? It's absolutely not possible. So this dictionary may provide one of the earliest example of the crowdsourcing. In 19th century, an open call of the volunteers was made to contribute, indemnifying all the words in English language and example quotations exemplifying their uses. They received over 6 million submissions over the period of 70 years. Making of OED is detailed in Surgeon of the Crow Throne, that is published in United States under the title Professor of Madama by Simon Winchester. Now, this is how the dictionary is formed. Now, astronomy. Astronomy also crowdsourcing is done. In 19th century, the astronomer Denison has outsourcing the astronomy he has used. What he done? After being awakened in the late November night, due to the Mentor shower in sky, Mentor shower taking place, and he noticed the pattern in shooting the stars. He wrote a brief report of this Mentor shower in their local newspaper. As the cause of falling stars is not understood by meteorologists, it is desirable to collect all the facts attending this phenomenon. And which stated that as much as precision is possible, and it is mentioned to the readers that in a report subsequently picked up and pulled to newspapers nationwide. Responses come pouring from many states along with the scientist observation sent to the America General of Science and Arts. These responses helped him to make a series of scientific breakthrough, the major being the Mentor showers are seen nationwide and fall from the space under the influence of the gravity. That is what the conclusion was derived. Also, they showed that the showers appeared in the early cycle, the fact that they often eluded scientists. Modern day version of the crowdsourcing is astronomy is a NASA. NASA's photo organizing project, which asks the internet users to browse the photos taken from the space and try to identify the location, the picture documenting. Now, this is about astronomy. Now, ornithology, that is birds sanctuary. Another early example of the crowdsourcing, which has occurred in the field of ornithology, in December 25, 1900, this one Mr. Frank Champion, who is an early officer of the National Audubon Society, initiated a traditional and dubbed the Christmas Day Bird Census. Christmas Day Bird Census. The project called Birds from the Across the North America to Count and Record the number of birds in each species they witnessed on the Christmas day. The project was successful and the record from 27 different contributors were compiled into one bird census, which tailed around 90 species of the bird. This large-scale collection of the data constituted an early form of the citizen science and the premises of which crowdsourcing is based. Now, early crowdsourcing competition. These are few examples we have seen. In response to the challenges from the French government, Nicolas Appart, he won the prize for inventing a new way of a food preservation that involved the sealing food in airtight jar. Food are stored in airtight jar. So British government provided a similar reward to find an easy way to determine the ship's longitude. Ship's longitude, that is vessel's longitude in the longitude prize. During the Great Depression, out of the work, Clark tabulated higher mathematical functions in mathematical tables, project as an outreach project. One of the biggest crowdsourcing campaign for better understanding, I will quote here, which was happened in, the contest was happened in 2010, and it was hosted by the Government of India, Ministry of Finance, to create a symbol for Indian rupee. That symbol came into existence. How? From the crowdsourcing only, because thousands of people sent an entries before the government zeros on their final symbol based the Devanagari script, which is using the letters rupees R. This is the on the right hand corner below the symbol of rupee is finalized after the crowdsourcing. Now, modern method of the crowdsourcing. Today, the crowdsourcing has transferred mainly to the internet. Internet provides a particularly good venue for the crowdsourcing, since individuals tend to be more open on the web-based project where they are not being physically judged or scrutinized, and thus they can feel more comfortable in sharing. Ultimately, it allows the well-designated or well-designed artistic project, because of the individuals are less conscious and maybe even less aware of the scrutiny towards the work. In an online atmosphere, more attention can be given to the specific need of the project rather than spending much time in the communication to other individuals. Thus, the crowdsourcing can either take an explicit or implicit route. This explicit crowdsourcing lets the user work together to evaluate and share and build a different specific task, while implicit crowdsourcing means that user solves the problem as a side effect of something else that they can do. With explicit crowdsourcing, user can evaluate the items like books or web pages or shares by the posting the product item. User can also build an artifact by providing the information and editing another people's work. Whereas implicit crowdsourcing can take two forms. One is a standard and second one is a piggyback. In standalone form, people are required to solve the problem as a side effect of the task that they are doing. Where a piggyback takes user's information form, a third-party website to gather the information. Typology of the crowdsourcing approach. Typology. knowledge discovery and management. That is how the crowdsourcing is used. For information management problems, where the organization mobiles a crowd to find the assembled information, ideal for creating the collective resources. So, first typology is a knowledge discovery and management. Second one is a distributed human intelligence tasking. In this, the problem where the organization has to set an information in hand and mobilizes a crowd to process and analyze the information. Ideal for processing the large data sets that computes, it cannot easily do. Broadcast search. For ideation problems, where the organization mobilizes a crowd to come up with the solution of the problem that has an objective which is provable to the right answer. Which is provable to the right answer. And that is subjective of provable to the right answer. Ideal, this particular broadcast search is ideal for the scientific problem solving. Another one is peer-weighted creative production. Peer-weighted means same type of group. For ideation problems, where an organization mobilizes a crowd to come up with the solution to the problem, which has an answer that is subjective or dependent on the public support. Ideal for design, aesthetic, and the policy problem. Okay? Now, this crowdsourcing word which is used, it is similar to that crowd outsourcing. Is the outsourcing and crowdsourcing is the same? Process seems to be same. But crowdsourcing and outsourcing are not the same thing. When a business or organization uses the crowdsourcing to find a solution to a problem, they are turning to be non-specified public group, right? As contrary to it, the problem involves handling something off to the defined person or a group. That is outsourcing work using Amazon's Mechanical Turk platform. So outsourcing commonly is used for the scientific, engineering or technology community to compete highly specialized tasks over the large number of qualified participants. Another terminology is open source. First, we have compared with crowdsourcing with outsourcing. Now, crowdsourcing versus open sourcing. What happens? Open source refers to the specifically to the software for which original source code is made available to any interested party. The great example is a Mozilla Firefox that is available in any PC or laptop. Mozilla Firefox, a web browser which is developed by thousands of the global, not for the profit contribution. The crowdsourcing a project is not the same as making the project open source. Okay? That is because even when the company sources an idea from the large pool of the people, it is still retained control. For companies, making something open is a great way to progress the micro-tasking project. This also involves the hands-off approach to ownership and is not appropriate to project involving the valuable intellectuals. Now, crowdsourcing versus crowdfunding. Now, what is crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is a type of crowdsourcing. It is not a crowdsourcing, but it is a type of crowdsourcing where individual pledges the money towards the idea, its concept, and its pre-production stage. This means the consumer are backing an idea before it becomes available, funding its development through the crowdfunding sites like Kickstarters or Indiegogo. While some of the crowdsourcing involves the crowdfunding, most form of the crowdsourcing don't involve the question for funding at all. Instead of that, the crowdsourcing simply asks the wide group of the people to contribute their knowledge and experience in the solving the problem. Whereas in crowdfunding, they are asking for funding. Now, crowdsourcing basics. The concept of the crowdsourcing may be simple. Finding the great ideas and solutions is not as easy just asking the customers and fans for their best ideas. Because nobody wants to give away their valuable knowledge and experience for free. There has to be a clear incentive in place, such as financial incentive, either a cash prize or share and eventual sales, or it is a professional recognition. To be effective, the crowdsourcing project also needs well-defined scope. Respondent need to know exactly what is required in terms of the suggested idea, best practice, and solution. Second point is comprehensive background information. Respondent may need an access to the technical data before they can make the submission. Third one is a clear preferred format for the submission. An example of clear format for the submission consists of whether you want to target a large group of the people or only single person. For example, through big public school social network like Facebook or Twitter, or specific group with highly developed skills and experience. For example, through the specific platform like 99 Designs with targeted designers. Specialized crowdfunding platforms can help to structure this process and guide the interaction between organization or the business seeking input and those looking to provide it. Now let us understand some crowdsourcing examples. There are some common categories of the crowdsourcing that can be used effectively in commercial world. Some of these web-based crowdsourcing efforts, which includes the crowdfunding, crowdfunding, micro work, creative crowdsourcing, or crowdsourcing workforce management and inducement prize contest. Let us see one by one. Crowdfunding first. This occurs when a website gathers a large group opinion and judgment on certain topic. Okay. The prediction which is gathered by the crowd views on the politics and tries to ensure accuracy by having participants pay money to buy and sell the contract based on the political outsourcing. Crowdsourcing in creative work. Creative crowdsourcing is nothing but a sourcing of creative projects such as graphic design, crowdsourcing architecture, appeal design, movies, writing, illustrative, etc. Another point is crowdsourcing language related data collection. Crowdsourcing has been used for gathering the language related data. For dictionary work, as it has been mentioned earlier, over hundreds of years ago, It was applied by the Oxford English Dictionary editors using upper and postage, paper and postage. Much later, a call for collecting the example and proverb of the specific topic, maybe it is a relative, it is a religious pluralism, was printed in a journal. Today, as a crowdsourcing has inherent connotation of being a web-based, such a language-related data which is gathering, being conducted on the web by the crowdsourcing in accelerating way.